This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The number of international students at American colleges and universities went up during the academic year that ended this past spring. That's according to the State Department and the Institute of International Education. Back earlier in the pandemic, foreign student enrollment in the United States dropped about 15% or so. And while it has not yet fully recovered, a lot of those students are returning. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes now on why international students are still seeking out higher education here. And why higher education here is seeking them out, too.
If you think of a college education as a product, then...
Made in the USA is still a very important mark to have in your diploma.
Alan Goodman leads the Institute of International Education, which collaborated on that report. He says the U.S. has a long history of providing consistent, quality higher education.
We have a higher ed system that is merit-based in terms of its admissions. It's largely corruption-free. That's what people around the world welcome and want.
And in the U.S., we offer lots of different kinds of higher education, and a lot of it. Trade schools, community colleges, liberal arts colleges, big public research universities. Catherine Hill is managing director of the education nonprofit Ithaca SNR. She points out lots of other countries with good schools only have a limited number of spots available.
And so it's rationed. You know, the seats are rationed. And so then those families and students look internationally for alternatives.
And schools here in the States are looking for them. Hill says colleges often provide financial aid to domestic students, but they need international students who can pay the sticker price.
They will make decisions about who to admit, partly based on whether they can pay.
But schools shouldn't just look at the income side of the ledger, says Ravi Rajan, president of the California Institute of the Arts. Up to a third of students at the private college just north of Los Angeles come from abroad. He says the schools had to spend money supporting them, helping them get visas, creating student organizations for them, and helping faculty understand where they're coming from, literally.
When geopolitics change, really kind of keeping tabs on that and then making sure that we have workshops for faculty and staff to do that.
Because if students have a good experience, they'll become recruiters themselves. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.